12 eternal guidelines or principles to try and guide you the rest of this year. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Pastor John, from the Spirit, want to give you 12 advice. 12 that you need for the rest of your life. Just 12. Let me say something about God. One of the things we need to understand about God. Remember, I've told you before, don't try and negotiate away God's word. So somebody will say, I pray a lot, but what? I don't give. You can't contradict God's word. God's word, you need to take the holistic word. Everything about God. You can't obey part and think the part you don't like, you can put it away. Are you hearing me? So in your walk with God, don't try and do that. So let me give another example. For instance, the God of the supernatural is also the God of what? The natural. Very important, because some people just think that God, the laws of nature are anti-God. They are not anti-God. God sets what? Natural laws by himself. So for instance, let's say maybe even if you give, okay, and you don't work, you will still be poor. Because God ordained what? Hard work. And I don't want us to kind of not understand these things. Let me give even an example of how God works. You remember the miracle Jesus did when he fed 5,000 men plus women and children? Jesus did not just do it for doing it's sake. If you look at the context of why Jesus did that supernatural miracle, it was because they have gone away and Jesus has preached what? A whole day. And where they were, there was not any place to buy what? Food. So the circumstance, okay, brought about a necessity to what? Do a supernatural miracle to give them food. What I'm trying to say is this. The things that you are supposed to do that you can do, don't tell God to what? Work a miracle there. It won't happen. Miracle only takes place when the situation is way above and beyond you. But what you can do, please, don't disturb God about it. Am I helping somebody here? You know, because God will not be what? A party to our ignorance. Hello, are we here?
Yes.
This is a very important. We need, and especially teach our children these realities. If you need to study, don't be playing around. And when the exams come, you say, God, work a miracle for me. It won't work. You will fail. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And at times, Christian, we try to live our lives like that. We think we can do certain things and then just pray and God. It doesn't work like that. For the Bible says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. If you lack knowledge, that God expects you to have that knowledge. The lack of that knowledge will cost you. It can cost you a lot. So as we go throughout this year, wanting God to do great things for us, please bear those things in mind. And one of the sad statements Jesus makes in the Bible is this, that the children of this world are wiser than the Christians. Can you imagine Jesus saying that? Mama can be. Jesus is saying the unbelievers, they are smarter than believers. Because the unbelievers, they operate the natural laws very well. Amen?
Amen.
The laws that God has set, they operate it, and you find, as far as the world is concerned, you find them being successful. Amen?
Amen.
So especially those of you who believe that God has called you to become millionaires, especially in finance, you have to understand the laws of how to prosper. I'm not talking just about the Bible, but the natural laws. Okay, so little I'll recommend a book for you that you can get that will help you. Amen. So the 12 eternal principles or guidelines for 2020. Number one, Jeremiah 31 verse 3 and Lamentations chapter 3, 22, 23. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. And then we'll go to Lamentations 3, 22, 23. Can we use the Amplified Bible? Yeah, unless I say otherwise, please. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The Lord appeared from of old to me, saying, yes, you can put your name there. The Lord appeared to me, John Dumpre, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And with loving kindness have I drawn you and continued my faithfulness to you. The first thing, and then you read Lamentations chapter 3, it says that what? His mercies, his loving kindness, they are new every morning. Be assured that God loves you unconditionally. It is very important you believe this. That God loves you regardless, in spite of. We do not earn God's love. It's important you know that you are secured in the love of God. That gives you a sense of security. When people feel loved unconditionally, they feel a sense of what? Security. So the first thing that you and I need to know this year is that regardless of whatever, God loves you. I have loved you with a what? An everlasting love. God even have said, I have imprinted your name in the palm of what? My hands. Nobody can plug you out of my hands, God says. Do you believe God loves you? In our time, the sad thing is that when we think God loves us, it means that he has to give us everything what? We ask for. How many of you love your children, but you don't give your children everything they like? So let that help you in understanding God's love. You know, how many of you who love your children discipline your children? So when God disciplines you, it doesn't mean he doesn't love you. But I know God loves me. Yes. Hallelujah. Some people came to God because they were afraid they'll go to hell. That's not what brought me to God. It was the love of God. What drew me to God was his love. People get saved through all kinds of different experiences. But for me, it was his love that he had for me. Two. So the first thing, be assured, God loves you. It gives you a sense of security for the whole of the year. Two, be a continual lover and worshiper of God. I will encourage you, one of the big things you need to do this year is to worship God. John 4:26, it says that God is a spirit and he's seeking for those who will worship him. In fact, there's only one thing God is seeking for throughout the Bible, the word of God. God is looking for true worshipers. I pray that this year you worship God more than ever before. I know that worship is in all dimensions, when we serve, when we do. I know that. But I'm talking about where your heart flows with songs, with actions to just love God. Let God feel good. Sing songs to the Lord. Colossians 3:16, I think it says that singing to the Lord with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs unto the Lord. Let God feel good. You know, music is one of the way we express joy, different moods that we are in. And I want us to have, one of the most important is worship God. Like in your home, let people hear you singing to God. Sing to God. In your car, sing to God. Worship God. Worship always invites the presence of God into your world. The manifest presence of God happens a lot when you worship him. So one of the things this year you have to do, be a worshiper, not a grumbler. Say, neighbor. Be a worshiper. Let God hear your voice throughout the year. Yes, tell God who he is. Tell God you love him. Bless him. Praise him. Declare his goodness. Is that okay? Worship. Number three, John 14:23. Be obedient to God. Obedience to God yields unusual manifestations of God. John 14:23. Jesus answered, if a person really loves me, if John Dombre really loves me, he will keep my word. He will obey my teaching. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home, special dwelling, say special dwelling, with that person. The more you obey God, you honor God, you will experience the manifest. You know, God is with all of us as believers. But if we want to experience close fellowship with God, close manifestations of God with you, the key is be obedient to God. Amen. Even in life, the people that you show yourself more to are those who obey you. You reveal more and more to. Remember, I gave you the story of the gentleman who did not like the dad because the dad was very some way. And then eventually he changed his attitude towards his dad. all of a sudden, the dad started being a blessing to him. Things he never even asked for, the father started doing it. The father is going to do business. Say, you, become a co-signatory with me. The father will buy him a car after his... So many things that he didn't even ask for, because now he was flowing with what? His father. What I encourage you, be obedient to God. Be quick to obey. If God tells you something, you know God is telling you, obey. Don't what? Listen to me carefully. Don't feel it before you do it. Just obey. The more you do that, the more God will manifest his presence in your life. Number four, Joshua chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. Joshua 3. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Okay. How many of you have been in 2020, the 7th of 2020? You've been there already. How many of you have been in February? March. How many of you have been there already? None of us. But there's someone who has already been there. It's called the Holy Spirit. And because he knows the next second, the next what is going to happen, it is critical that we are led by him. So let's read some scripture and I explain to you. Verse 3 of Joshua chapter 3. Commanding the people, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God being borne by the Levitical priest. By the way, the ark represented what? God's what? Presence. It was like a box, you know, which had Aaron's rod in it. It had the tablets, the Ten Commandments, and the manna in it. It represented God's presence. Okay. And then, when they were about to cross the Jordan, Joshua gave this command. When you see the ark, move forward. Okay, let's go on. Yet a space must be kept between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near it, that you'll be able to see the ark and know the way you must go. Say, know the way you must go. For you have not passed this way before. You've never been in 220 before. To know the way to go, you must follow the ark. Make sure you see the ark. So when the ark stops you, so when the ark does this, you do this. It's like the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. That led the Israelites. We need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. How do you know where the breakthrough for your life is? You don't know. Hello? How do you know that the man God has earmarked for you this year is waiting somewhere in Tesco's? You don't know. Do you know? But the Holy Spirit what? How do you know that you must be at this? You have an impression to be at a particular place. You will meet somebody there that will change your whole life forever. Only the Holy Spirit what? Knows that thing. John 16 verse 12 to 14. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into new adventures. I have still many things to say to you, but you are not able to bear them or take them upon you or to grasp them now. Verse 14. Go back again. I think part of 13, we missed part of the 13. Okay. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all what? Truth. Truth in relationship, truth in finance, truth in every area. He can tell you, lead you to go and read a book. And after reading that book, the truth in that book will turn your whole life around. How many of you know that? He may even tell you, you feel like going to a particular conference. He was leading you that you meet somebody and that is what? The end of your financial woes. Amen? Yeah. The Holy Spirit must guide us. I'm telling you, one of the secrets of victory in life is the ability to hear the Spirit. If you want to be very successful in life, your ability to hear the Holy Spirit is the key to total victory in life. And this year, and for the decade and the rest of our lives, we must learn to be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, we are not even led by the Bible. How many of you know that? The Bible doesn't lead you. It is the Holy Spirit who uses the Bible to lead you. God, the Bible has got so many things on one issue. It's got so many dimensions to it. How do you know which one to use? It's not like Jesus is healing people. Do you find Jesus healing people the same way? Some people, he will speak a word. Some people, the people will say, and he says, it's okay. Some people, he will spit and make clay. Some people, he will what? Touch them. So many different ways. So how do you know what God is going to heal somebody by what dimension? It's not, that is why I don't believe anything come and put oil on people. It doesn't work like that. It has become like a routine. No, it doesn't work like that. You need to know what the Spirit of God is saying at a particular time, what to do. Because the thing is not a formula. Are we here? We need this. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will tell you things. Anna Brian was telling me, you know, the daughter was doing some things. Was lying. And then the Holy Ghost told him, she's lying. The thing is in the room there. You know, the Holy Ghost can expose people to you. Hello? You know some people, you go poker face, they can lie to you. And you think they are telling the truth. If the Holy Ghost doesn't tell you, you are deceived. The Holy Ghost will tell him, she's lying. He said, see that? You are lying. No. You see, then you know what his daughter said? Why must you tell him? Again. The Holy Ghost. See the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. At the workplace, he will lead you. He will help you solve problems that will cause you to get promotion. You are studying, you have exams to come. He will tell you what to focus on. Because they are not going to ask you questions on everything. He will lead you. If I hear the Holy Ghost, I know problems of the ability to hear is so vital. So you need to position yourself to hear the Holy Spirit. Number five, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. This has been one of the major areas of challenge for me and for so many people. You must focus, focus, focus. You know, people, those of you into property, they say location, location. My advice is focus, focus, focus. If you do not focus, you cannot achieve certain degree of what? Breakthrough. How many of you have seen the magnifying glass before? You know what magnifying glass is? It's like a glass. It's like where if you, when is the sun is quite high and you put the magnifying glass there and the sun rays goes through it, it will capture the rays and concentrate the rays so strong that it can burn a paper. I remember we used to do it. We used to be very naughty. So you get the small, so come. Like if you... You get like Israel. Come, I want to show you something. She doesn't know what is going to happen, you know. So we used to be very naughty. I used to be a bit naughty. So you do that. And then the thing will bend them. You know why? But if you just do that, nothing will bend you. Why? Because the magnifying glass captures what? Some of the sun rays and what? Concentrate it. That it has the ability to pierce things. You need focus. Philippians chapter 3. Let's read. Verse 12. It says, Not that I have now attained or have already been made perfect. How many of you have been made perfect? Not yet. How many of you have experienced all the things you need to experience before you die? None of us here. But I press on to lay hold and make my own, that which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me and made me his own. What he's trying to say is this. There's certain things God or Jesus Christ has ordained for him. And for that thing to happen, he needs to press on. Say press on. Press. How many of you know that the word press involves effort and energy? It means that he has to do. At times we believe that we don't have to do anything and everything become case, sera, sera, especially Pentecostal Christians. It's not true. That is where we are not wise like the world. You need to work. Yes, hello? Yes. You know the way the sun, everything is working. Did we just come and everything was here? No. The food that you go and eat, do you think the food just happened? No. It takes what? Effort. Some people came early and put up all of these things and work hard for us to be enjoying. Hello? It means Paul is saying, I press on. I do what I have to do. I am moving on. Look at what he says in the next verse. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet. But one thing I do, that is my one aspiration, one thing I do, forgetting those things that are, forget 2019, hallelujah. Amen. It's gone and gone forever. Yes. Don't go back and be weeping about what you should have done, what could have been, what did not be. I was telling my, showing my daughter something on yesterday about the last thing you want to do in life is regret. Yes. Hello? Yes. Don't do things that you regret. Or even if you did certain things in 2019 that you regret, let it go. Yeah. You can't capture it again. Yes. You can't do anything about it again. Yes. It's done and gone forever. But you can do something what? Today. So Paul said, forgetting what lies behind. I like the kind of language. I strain what? Forward. To what lies ahead. Focus. What is lying ahead of you this year? Yes, I remembered. I hope you wrote down the things you wanted God to do for you. We'll pray into it if there's time. What lies ahead? Focus. I don't know what you want to see this year. Any of you want to have got some things they want to see this year? Yes. How many of you have used cameras before? Any camera? Either on the phone or the other one. You know you need what we call focus. If you want to take a picture that is not blurred, because if your hand shake, you think the person is dancing in the moon. Where the person was standing. It's your shaking. It's not the person. If you don't focus well, you get shaky what? Pictures. What it means is you must focus. So what I'm saying, do you have a goal? Not, Lord, I want to be great. It's no. What exactly do you want to be great in? So that when it happens, you know that the Lord has done it. So you must first of all, what? Have the target so sharp, and then you must do everything you can to get that target. What it means is don't do so many things. Hello. It's just 1 year. Yes. Some people want to get everything in 1 year. It doesn't happen like that. Bible says, I will not drive the people away from you in a year. I will do it bit. Some of you, this is your year of total harvest on something. Amen. Some of you, it's just about time. You see, we are all in different stages of our life, different things God wants to do. Hello? Focus. Focus. The devil is a number one smart person to distract us. I have suffered from this disease. Thank God I'm free in Jesus' name. So are you also free in Jesus' name. If the devil can manage to distract you with things that are good, but they are not important, they are not part of your agenda. Amen. So if you call me and say, I can't come to this agenda because it's not part of my deal, it will distract me. Distract me. You just don't get up and just do, everybody is doing this. No. Because I know my focus, that if I go and do this good thing, I become Andromeda. Go and read about Andromeda. By the time I realize, even the tortoise has overtaken me. So I said, what is he talking about? Go and research. Anytime I say something, I can't tell you everything. Focus. Total focus. Amen. Those of you, the students, the young ones, if it's your study, total focus on your studies. Amen. If I want more anointing, my focus is to get more anointing. If I don't know what your focus is, but everybody should have something that they, and then do everything you can to run hard after that thing. Don't let anything what distract you. If it distracts you, you will not become what you want to be. Amen. Amen. And to do that, some of us need to move out of our comfort zones.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Comfort zone. Move out of it. Please, don't do the same things you did last year. Do more.
Yes.
Hello? If you planted 2 acres and you got 3 tons and you want 50 tons, you cannot plant what? 3 acres again. These are the laws of nature. God is not against it. You can sit in your room and pray all the prayer you pray. It won't happen. Hello? And I believe in prayer a lot more than even you believe in prayer. But there are certain things you need to work it out. Say, work it out.
Work it out.
Get out of your comfort zone. Do things. Put put yourself in situations, in things you've never done before. Begin to do those things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Get out of your comfort zone and make new friends.
Yes.
Godly, solid friends. Get out of your comfort zone. Instead of going on holiday, go to a conference and learn how to make money. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Oh, yes. You have to do things you've never done before to get what you've never experienced before.
Yes.
These are eternal laws.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get up. Do what you must do. I like when you know strong men say, a man must do what a man must do.
Yes.
Have you heard that before? What it takes to get the thing done. Amen. A man must do what a man must do. I don't know. Women too must do what a woman must do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. It means get out of your comfort zone. You've been sleeping too much. You'll be complaining. Stop this year. Let it be. Say, not one complaint will come from my mouth.
Yes.
Anytime you catch yourself,
yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Why is the zip? You know, it's in the Bible. Lord, put a zip on the padlock on the door, my Lord. I think it's 141, 142. Get out of your comfort. We must get out of your comfort zone if you want greatness to happen in our lives. Next point, number 6. I think number 6 on my notes. I don't know. Number 6. Walk by faith, not by sight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. For without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. He that comes to God must believe that God, in fact, the realm of the spirit, everything is delivered by the currency of faith. Faith. 2 Corinthians 5:74. We walk by faith and not by sight. So for instance, when you hear God's word, that is a year of turnaround. It's a year of jubilee and certain miraculous blessings. You believe it. You act like that. This year is one. You begin to talk it when you are praising God. Father, I thank you for I'm entering into my territory of rest, of enlargement, financially, emotionally, deliverance from familiar spirit. There's a turnaround. No more chains on my leg. I'm moving from... Yes, you say it and you act like it. Then you know you are walking by faith. You don't say, as if things... As if you begin to experience some shakings, you don't say... I think Pastor John said, is it true or not true? Everything about the kingdom is faith. We live by, the Christian walk is a walk of faith. Believe God. Hallelujah. If you are going to experience manifestations, it is by faith. If you are going to experience a turnaround from captivity, it is by what? Faith. So talk the language of faith as never before in your life. Act out your faith. Amen. You find that things are not working the way you want. I remember I used to tell Sheila, this your son will change. Fear not. Just believe God. Behave as if it is so, and it will happen. Hallelujah. We don't walk by sight. We walk and live by faith. For without faith, it is impossible to receive anything from God. You are blessed.
Amen.
I see your faith getting sharper and stronger.
Amen.
I see you acting in accordance to your faith.
Amen.
Yes. Talk faith. You want your relationship, you want your... Whatever you want, just begin to talk it. Say it and declare it. Not as you see, be like Abraham, who though his body was dead, yet he praised God. Calling the things that be not as though they were. Yes. This year, I want to hear you talk faith. Speak faith in the name of Jesus. That is what we want to hear in this church. At home, talk faith. Speak faith. God is on your side. God has given you a word. You will make it. Hallelujah. You will not always be a slave to that thing. You talk faith. You're coming out of it. Number 7. Remember this instruction from the Lord. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Remember this instruction or direction from the Lord, that which the Lord approves of. Give it to me first in the New Living Translation, if you've got that. Maybe this one is okay. Let's use this one. Karen, it's okay. He has showed you, oh man, or you put your name there, what is good. What does the Lord require of you? 3 things. He has shown you, oh man, I'm talking about when God gives instructions, you follow it. And Three things God has said he's happy with. To do what? Justly. Be just in the way you treat and you deal with people. One of the things God loves most is justice. God is pulled towards. So all the injustice in the world, God will judge all of it, either in this world or in the world to come. Do justly. Make sure you are just. Amen. When God begins to bless you and you employ people, be just to them. Amen. Don't underpay them. It's minimum wage, so I'll pay you minimum wage. Meanwhile, you know the person deserves double of that.
Yes.
God will punish those who do that. Some people are so wicked. They make people slave. Pay the minimum wage and take all the money and do big things. God will punish all of them. You didn't say good, amen. Are you one of those who have been doing that? Do just by people. If you know the person deserves the thing, give it to them. Don't try and renegotiate and make the thing smaller. Amen? Oh, yes. Amen. If you know your life, your wife need new diamond ring and the money has come, buy the diamond ring. Don't say, let's negotiate. Let me buy a silver one for you. Hello? Oh, yes. Be just. And to love kindness. Love what? Kindness. I pray that this year we will live by the law of kindness.
Amen.
Be kind to people.
Oh, yes.
I want to be more kind to people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know that my kindness level has gone up. It will go more higher. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be kind.
Amen.
Be gentle.
Yes.
Look, be kind to people because one day you will need kindness.
Yes.
God likes kindness and mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And to walk and to humble yourself and walk humbly with God. God likes humility. I think we've talked about that. God likes humility. One of my major goals this year is humility. Because when you are proud, you don't even know you are proud. The more you can see pride in people, it means that you've got it. Oh, yes. At times, you don't even know you are proud. Even your posture and your walking is pride. It says that you are proud. Sit in church. What is it? Pride. Humble yourself. Amen? Husband and wife, when there's trouble, the wife should come. The husband should not always me coming. You too can come. True or not true? If you don't come, it's pride. Why should I always be the one who is coming? Sweetie, we need to talk about this. No, you two, humble yourself and also go. You and your wife, who goes all the time? Humble yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Humility.
Amen.
I imagine everybody is rushing to sort it. How would that home not be happy? God likes humility. He resists the proud, but he gives grace. He has shown you, oh man, what the Lord required to do justly. To love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Amen.
Next point. I'm giving you 12 advices for this year. Whenever you find out that you cannot remember, go and get the tape and listen to it to help you. Amen. Once hearing something once is not enough. You, the teachers will tell you, repetition is the key to knowing. That's why faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Number 8. I like this one too. Have an attitude of gratitude. I mentioned a bit of it last week. What? Habakkuk 3, 7 and 8 to 7, 18. Even though the fig tree will not blossom, even though things are not working, yet I will rejoice, I'll be grateful. Because I know all things is working together for my good. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. Sorry, 5, 19. 1 Thessalonians 5, 19, I think. Or 18, one of them. No, go to the previous one, 18, I think. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances. I think we should write a song about this one. Be thankful and give thanks. Why? Kieran, you see, you are talking when I need a thing. You need to focus. Give me the next one. For this is the will of God for you in Christ, what? Jesus. Give thanks with a grateful. It didn't say give thanks when things are good, though. when things are bad. And when things are bad, when things are not working the way you want to work, give thanks. We should have an attitude of gratitude. It's one of the best attitudes to have in life. Do you know that they can open so many doors for you? Gratitude can do so much for your life, eh? It will surprise you. It will make when they are making others redundant, you, they won't make you redundant.
Yes.
You, when your boss is even leaving and going to another job, you say, can you come with me? I've got a new promotion, so I want you to come. Yeah. Because of an attitude of gratitude, you the opposite of lack of gratitude is complaining and murmuring. Catherine, the way your face is, you know, it's not gratitude to me. Let me see your smile. An attitude of what? Gratitude to God and to your fellow person. Look, for one thing, you can always say thank you. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to say, but I said thank you yesterday. Why should I say it again? What spirit is that? As if it's not a healthy heart. A healthy soul. It can give thanks. You know the water you gave me? I will never forget it. That water. So anytime you see the person, thank you for that water. Thank you for that water. Thank you. Anytime I walk in my front room and the corridor and I see the way the Harold did the wooden floor, always his name will come to mind. Say, God bless this man.
Amen.
No, but I said thank you ago 5 years ago. No, you should say thank you. Gratitude. Look, I'm telling you, if you do that, you will pull things, right things to you. If the more you say thank you to God, God wants to come and walk with you. I just love this. All the people are complaining. You alone, you're always thanking me. Come, I want to walk with you. So I'll be watching out for all of these things in your life. You should also watch it in my life. Have an attitude of gratitude. In every circumstance, give thanks. I like that. He did not say when things are only what? Good. You wake up and everything is just chaos. Give thanks. You pull your number plate. Give thanks. You get a ticket. Give thanks. Since I worked yesterday, my wife was being bombarded left and right. Somebody removed her car number plate. And by the time she came back, a ticket was waiting for her. But you have to give thanks. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a glorious day. Satan, you are lying. I rebuke the devourer. That's what you do. And God will find a way and make things work for you. Say, Satan, I caught you. I arrest you. I give God my tithe and my offering. You will not devour my... I rebuke you. Restore sevenfold my blessing. Find out some money will come from somewhere. When you can see, what's going on here? Satan is strong. Satan is not strong. God is testing your faith to see whether you give thanks in the midst of those situations. Give thanks. And be thankful for people as well. Some people are very good to you in church. Thank them. You should go to your boss and say, thank you, boss, for making me stay in the job. Hallelujah. Don't think you are blessed to have me here. No. Thank God. Amen.
Yes.
I remember a time when I met Vivian Spirit, I said, thank you for giving me such a wonderful woman. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, she said, thank you. If they didn't give it there, will I be marrying her? Huh? So thank them. Amen. Yes. That day I was even thinking, every year we go there for Christmas. We should all write something and say, thank you, mommy and daddy, for inviting us every Christmas, buying the food, cooking for us. God bless you. Yes. They will just go, they are my parents, so they should cook. Who told you? But even if they have to, you should still say what? Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I cannot say thank you enough to Ligia and to Ryan for doing the sound. I mean, I say thank you, those who are doing this, Christine, thank you for playing. Hallelujah. As I'm preaching, also playing at the same time. God bless you and remember you. Say thank you all the time. Amen. Thank you. One governor looked after my daughter. I don't know which ones when you came you looked after. She used to look after them. She was very tiresome. So, I leave the children with him. You see, today they are taking care of your children. Say thank you. Hallelujah. So say thank you. That's yes. You see, when you are sowing, you don't know that what you are going to reap. Yes, Sister Kamba, I know you done one. I tell them they should always remember you. Because you took care of you in terms of physicality. You did more than your natural grandparents. So did you say a lot of what? Thank you. Yes. Be grateful to people. Amen.
Amen.
You were suffering no food. Somebody gave you £20. Say thank you. Anytime you see them, thank you for that £20. I'm very grateful. Don't say I want. When you say that, the next and the person will give you 50. Oh, you don't know? It's a secret. Have an attitude. There are other scriptures. Psalm 34, verse 1. You know, and so forth. Be grateful. Give thanks. Philippians 4, 6. In all things, give thanks. Number 9, because of time, I have only 2 minutes left. Number 9. Continually have a positive mindset. This is also another major one. Your mind. Philippians 4, verse 8. Whatsoever, it tells you what to put your mind on. The mind plays a major role. Listen to me, saints. Your mindset, it plays such a major role in your success in your life, not just Christian life, in the natural life, every part of your life. The way you think, the way you think, the way I think, your dominant thoughts, your life will flow towards your dominant thoughts. Now, let me give you one of the ways. Whenever you keep on finding that you are attracting the wrong people all the time into your life, you know what that is happening, because the mind is like a magnet. It pulls to itself what you don't see. If God were to show us in the realm of the spirit the different things happening, it will shock some of us. You know, all of us around us are certain light, darkness or light. We don't see, but they are there. And it comes from the mind. So the Bible says, be what? Be careful, be diligent, protect your soul, your mind, your emotion, because out of it are the issues of what? Life. Let's go, Philippians 4:6-8. Let's go back to the beginning, please. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, say true. Whatever is worthy of reverence, whatever is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure. See, some things are true, but they are not pure. They are not just. Whatever is what? Lovely and lovable. That's why I tell you, you have to go and look at nature. And lovely nature, the greens, the mountains, you know, and so forth. Thank God for the parks. Some place you go, you only see bricks. It does the head in. True or not true? But when you see the beauty, the mountains, at times when I see some of those things in wildlife, I say, this is what I like to do my holiday. Look at the way the mountains and the greens and the waterfalls. You see some of the beaches, it's not like the Accra beach. You know, some beach, it's not like the beach in Brighton. No. You see the beaches, you say, we know that this be beach. The other one, you don't know what it is. You can see through the sea, calm, beautiful, white sand. I say, oh Lord, when would I visit one? Could you remember me this year? We'll go to Hawaii. You see the thing, man, remember me. Say, ooh. Every day I say, God bless you. So you lie, the thing is so beautiful. Then you find your mind, it becomes serene, peaceful. You can think right. Is that not so? You go to some place, you can't think right. Look at some of the flats. You can't think right. You're always on your guard. Things can always say, hey, Lord, man, have mercy. Where I used to live before, man, you can't tell what's coming next. Watching your car, somebody doing something. You know, God created us for peace like that. He did not create our mind to be agitated with all kinds of harassment. It destroys our soul. Whatever is kind, I like that, and winsome and gracious. If there's any virtue in the thing, and excellence, that's why we believe in excellence. Amen. Don't let anything go. Amen. I believe in excellence. Let it be excellent. Amen. If there's anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of. Think on. Think on all these things. Your mind must be thinking right. Peaceful mind. Because when you do it, you exude it. You must believe that you are pretty and handsome. God does not make ugly things. Hallelujah. Even if I'm ugly, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Hallelujah. And it's working out for my good some way. So I don't know how. But God knew how he made my face like that. Praise the Lord. Father, I think maybe my face will frighten the devil. When they hear the devil. Whenever Satan is, they'll call you. Just your face alone. The demons will run from you. He said, fix your mind on these things. Yeah, you should look in the mirror and like yourself. Without any makeup. I like myself. Father made me. Hallelujah. Thank you for the boldness. It's powerful. Hallelujah. You're not going to be like Rooney, going to pay money and get. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Like yourself. If you like, it is healthy. This year you will love yourself.
Amen.
Anytime anybody tells you you have to be this, you have to say no.
Amen.
Think good things about your friends around you, about your family. Though the boy or the girl is behaving crazy, think good things about them. Because your thoughts can change them. I see you walking holy.
Amen.
I see you walking upright.
Amen.
Because as I believe about you, so shall it be. Yes, we have to change the whole thing. You are praying for the person, but you are condemning the person. It doesn't work. It's all by faith. I'm calling the things that be not as they are supposed to be. Watch your mind. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be ye renewed in your mind. Look, if the mind is not correct, it's difficult for God to work through you. You check all of them from Abraham, Moses, Gideon. God has to change the way they think. Esther have to change her mind for her to become a mighty deliverer. First, she thought that, hey, if I go, they'll kill me. Then she decided, no, I will go. Hallelujah. This one is also a very important advice I'm giving to you. The way you think. Amen. Don't think the devil is too powerful. The devil is powerful, but he's not as powerful like Jesus. Think good thoughts, righteous thoughts, healthy thoughts. About yourself, about others, about God, etc. Number 10. Beware of the dogs. I put it there. How many of you have been to Africa? Here, you don't see it. In Africa, you see the big, big walls, and they have a Rottweilers in the house. Or do they have them in Jamaica and those places? They'll put a big sign. Beware of dogs. If you like, go in there. We had one dog called Patience. The dog was called Patience. Normal dog, if he like, enter the house. He will finish you. So when people are coming, they knock the gate. He's patient under the leash. Or is he free? Small dog, he will sort you out, man. Even at times, he goes wild on us. Take it easy, patience. He lived for many years in the house before he died. Wild dog. Not, but if you're a foreigner, don't enter the house without somebody in the house being around. He'll finish you. Yeah. Beware of dogs. What am I saying? Be very careful of little foxes this year. Little what? Foxes. The devil will try little things to trip you up. And it is so natural, you don't even realize there's what? Satan behind it. So you are talking to your friend, then all of us, why are you annoying me? Well, you don't know that there's what? A demon. By the time you realize, you are having a whole third world war.
Yeah.
Be careful of little, your Achilles heel. Everybody here knows the Achilles heel. I told you 2 years ago, watch your Achilles heel. Achilles heel is an area of your life that you are always vulnerable to, that Satan can provoke it, and then your world is almost unraveling. Be very careful of little things like that. It can be anger. It can be misunderstanding. It can be all different things. You find out that it ruins your relationships. It ruins your walk with God. The devil is so smart. He knows it. So be careful of little things that Satan can throw you. He will. By the way, the fact that we are going to be blessed and so doesn't mean Satan is not going to attack you. Don't get that impression. He will. Only you can be prepared and overcome him when he does. The Bible says, the little foxes spoil what? The vine. At times, something can even happen in church. Something small that somebody misunderstood. And then it becomes a world war. I won't do the communion again. You know, people do that in church. Something, what people don't realize is that behind that is a demon. Something small, they ask you, can you please move from here and come and sit here? You get so what? Offended. That what God, the miracle God has brought to you, you will miss it. People don't realize that there are demons behind such things. The demons don't come with red horns, say, here I come, or come. No, 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 no. They come in normal relationships. Husband and wife fighting unnecessarily. Misunderstanding. Squabbles. But they don't know that the demons are jumping. Hey, we got them now. Hey. Yes. Relationships, different areas. So watch out for what? The little what? Foxes. This year. Watch out for them. And they, I'm telling you, it comes very natural. So at times, it's very difficult to what? Discern it. Maybe I'm talking to you. I didn't know, but I said something. No, no, you are very what? Offended. But I had no offense in my heart. But maybe I just said something in passing. So nowadays, you want to learn to be quiet. When I'm quiet, it's not because I don't want to offend anybody. Pastor John, you are not talking. Yeah, I know I'm not talking. I don't want you to misunderstand me in any least. Because I just thought we were just chatting and I said it. Hey, you have no idea. Some time ago, we met, we were chatting. And then, especially when you are a leader, or you are a father, or you are a mother, or you are a head teacher, when you are in a position of, you have to be extremely careful. So in the chatting, the other person was responding. It wasn't me. I was there. And then the other person was saying something to the other person. He was saying truth, but the way they were saying it was a bit not knowing. The other person felt so wounded. So it was terrible. Making decisions based upon that. Serious ones. So even though I think later on the person even said, you told the person that no, maybe the way you were saying it was a bit, the person even said, sorry, please forgive me. The person has already been what? So wounded. Dear Lord, we have to be very careful how we talk. Be careful. You can say truth in a nice way. Don't say it with wrong spirit, in anger. Especially when you are angry, better you keep quiet. Say, I'm going for a walk, I'll come back. And you, the woman, when the men say that, let them go. Don't say, why are you going? Come here, we will need to talk. Come on, sit down here. We need to talk. You know, some people are like, we need to talk. The man say, let me go for a walk. When I'm calm down, I don't want to say things. I don't. No, then you chase him. Come here. I say, come here, come here. No, 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 wrong. Let him go. Let him go and let his spirit. Then he will come and then he will say things that is good. You don't want him to say things that you don't want to hear. That now he has to apologize for 10 years because you are always bringing him back what he said. So watch out for the little foxes because they will trip you up. It can happen to all of us. It can hinder us. It can delay your progress. It can. It can. Amen. Little foxes. Even with my daughters, I have to be careful. No little fox. We talk nice. Amen. Son also. Okay, to that when you are nervous, take it easy. The little foxes want to create havoc. And then I have said that then she goes to school. She can't even study. Because daddy is not happy. Yes. Little foxes. So it's not me. But the devil wants to hinder her education. And he just use normal this thing. Just normal conversation. One thing daddy said he doesn't like. Yes. It seems so normal, but because Satan wants to hinder her education or her exam, yes. Are we here? Watch out for little. And they come with a pattern. So if you know your life very well, you can know when it is coming. And then you can stop it. By the way, let me give you one secret. Especially for married couples and people who are in close relationships. When you begin to notice, there's a couple with their fighting words. So I told the husband, I said, do you know how to overcome this? I said, when you see the manifestation of whatever, at times you know what you need to do. Don't keep on talking. Go by the side somewhere and bind the demon that is operating in that person. You'll find that when you come back, the person would have calmed down. It will shock you. Because at times people, you see, that's why we need discernment. Because at times it's a devil. It's a demon. You need to find, say, and at times I can feel it that, what is causing here? Something is happening here. Some kind of. So I say, I denounce this spirit. Get away in Jesus' name. You find out that you come to your senses. And then say, I'm not joking. I'm not saying it always is, but most of the time, there's a spirit behind it. You need to go and deal with it. Then you find out that things are working. Two more. Is that okay? I'll give two more, then we'll do communion. Is that okay, Harold? Number 11. James 4, 7. New Living Translation. Fight satanic forces. Resist the devil. That comes against you in all God. So humble yourself before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from. It means that Satan will be attacking you and I. But he must be resisted. I like that. A friend of mine used to say, Satan is resistible. You can resist Satan. You can resist the powers of darkness and they have to go. This year you must learn how to fight. Say fight. Yes. There are times you need to resist. You say, Satan, I have caught you. I humble myself under God and I come against you in the name of Jesus. You must attack every familiar spirit. You must attack every unprovoked attack. You must fight the devil. You must fight demons and wicked people as well. I think there are some wicked people too. You need to deal with them. You know, there are some people who are really wicked. You need to summon them to God to deal with. So you need to fight. It's a law. Bible says we fight not against flesh and blood. Put on the whole armor of God so you may. So it's a constant thing. Amen. And so if you don't want fight, then go to heaven. Heaven, there's peace. There is peace in the heavens. No war. In which you sing a song. Steady war, no more. You know, how many of you know that song? It's a hymn. War no more. The day we die, no more wars. But here, there is war. And you must learn how to fight Satan. If we don't know how to fight, find people who know how to fight him. And fight him. Give him, Bible says, give the devil no place in your life, in your family, in your finances, any aspect of your life. Fight him. I like that. I like what in churches that we will fight them on the beach, fight them in the trenches, fight them everywhere. We will fight them. Never, never, never. You must have that attitude towards the devil. Fight the devil. Fight him. You see him coming close. That snake is coming. I don't like snakes. How many of you like snakes? I mean, when you see the snake moves, what is this? You don't like it. Some people have them as pets, not me. You want to have one as a pet, Joshua? You want a snake as a pet? Your brother, your son say he wants one. The cat will finish it. Yeah, the serpent, you must deal with every serpent. Please, don't joke. Oh. The serpent does not come and play games with you. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Finally, for today, the kingdom business. Mark 6:33. Have a kingdom of God first lifestyle. Have an attitude of kingdom first. Please, be motivated throughout this year by advancing the kingdom. Be motivated, and I will tell you three things that you can do to show that, four things or so quickly. Number one, pray a lot for others. Pray for others. Invest in others. The kingdom is always thinking of what? Others. Pray for people. Bring people before God. Say, Father, I leave her money before God. Oh, God, make that, pray for her. Then I bring this woman before you. Pray for people. Don't pray all for yourself. Are you here? I'm serious. The more I pray for others, the more I know I'm being a kingdom person. Amen. Pray for, not just for your loved ones. Your loved ones are your loved ones, so it's natural instinct that we all do. But I'm talking about people that are outside your immediate circle or cycle or whatever. Pray for them, okay? Find needs and pray for people. So that is one. Number two, support others. Help others in diverse ways with whatever you have. Help people. Amen?
Amen.
You should be able to go and say, so-and-so, is there anything I can do to help? Amen. Or when you have the ability to help somebody, straight away help them. Is that okay? Help people. That is kingdom. You're always thinking of how can I be a blessing to other people? You know, How can I be a blessing to others? And that is kingdom business. Number three, get involved in church missional activities. This year, God willing, we'll do a few missional activities. I'm not saying missional, we are traveling to Timbuktu. But different activities that we will do to reach the lost. Be involved in it.
Yes.
Amen. Any activity that the church, if you have, you are available and it's okay, give yourself to it. If you are going to help the homeless, be there. We're going to do leafleting over there, be there. Whatever we want to do to be a blessing to our world, participate in it. Amen. I'm not talking about church meetings. I'm talking about any program, prison ministry. This is one to do. How many of you? Everybody should involve in prison ministry. Amen.
Amen.
At least twice in the whole year. You go to the prison, Brixton Prison. Amen. So you plan it. Yeah, Pastor John, I want to go once or twice in the year. Then we plan it. Then we go there. So different that we want, that is being kingdom what? Minded. Okay? And I think the final thing I put, there are so many, the final thing I put down is be a light and a salt wherever you are in your world. Have kingdom impact. Wherever you work, whichever area that you are working, your workplace, be a light. Don't be a pain. Be an asset.
Yes.
At your workplace.
Oh, yes.
Then when you are calm, everybody is happy.
Yes.
You are a solution giver, not a trouble causer. I thought it would shock you how some Christians cause trouble, eh? You have no idea. Christians, they can cause mayhem. When you hear it, you think the person is not a Christian. This year, we are raising world changers, pace setters, history makers. And for that to trail blazers, it means that we must be the salt and the light of the world. If we follow these 12 advices, things will be powerful for us this year. And I pray that God will give us all the grace. We'll encourage one another in this journey. In Jesus' name, amen.